Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, Text Number 34. Yasyavatara Gyayante Chartresh Vasharirinaha Tastair Atoyati Shayar Viryar Dehish Vasangatai Yasya of whom? Avatara, the different incarnations like Matsya, Korma, and Varaha. Gyayante are speculated. Shar sarireshu in different bodies differently visible. Asharirina, they're not ordinary material bodies but are all transcendental. Tai, by such bodily activities, Atulya, incomparable, Adishayai, unlimited, Viryai, by strength and power, Deheshu, by those who actually have material bodies. Asangatai, but such which activities and acted in different incarnations are impossible to be formed. Purport. Translation. Appearing in bodies like that of an ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incompatible, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies are yours. Therefore, they are not made of material elements, but are the incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who have now appeared with full potency. I guess it should be, who has now appeared with full potency, for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, 7-8, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijamyaham pritranaya sarunam vinishaya tridiskritam Dharma samstap and hartaya sambhavam yuge yuge. Krishna appears as an incarnation when real spiritual life declines and when rogues and thieves increase to disturb the situation of the world. Unfortunate, less intelligent persons bereft of devotional service cannot understand the Lord's activities, and therefore such persons describe these activities as kalpana, mythology or imagination. Because they are rascals and the lowest of men, namam diskritina muda, prapadyante niradama, such men cannot understand that the events described by Vyasadeva in the Puranas and other Shastras are not fictitious or imaginary, but factual. Krishna in his full, unlimited potency, he shows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For although the two trees were so large and sturdy that even many elephants cannot move them, Krishna as a child exhibited such extraordinary strength when they fell down with a great sound. From the very beginning, by killing Putana, Shakatasura, and Trinavartasura, by causing the trees to fall, by showing the entire universe within his mouth, Krishna proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The lowest of men, mudhas, because of sinful activities, cannot understand this, but devotees can accept it without a doubt. Thus, the position of a devotee is different from that of a non-devotee. According to bodies, appearing in bodies like those of the ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incompatible, trance activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You're the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has now appeared with full potency, for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. In the beginning of the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Idam tu te guyatama pravaksham anusuyave jnana vijnanam Vyanavigana Sahitam is Gatva Moksha Seishubhat. Because you are never envious of me, Arjuna, therefore I'll explain to you this knowledge, both theoretical and applied, realized, knowing which you shall become relieved from all the miseries of material existence. So, in other words, material life is due to enviousness of Krishna. And because we're envious, Maya convinces us that Krishna doesn't exist. Because if Krishna was existing, then we couldn't play as if we were the Supreme. There's not much of a competition between us and Krishna. We could fit into one atom, but we can't even fit into all the atoms. So we're at quite a big disadvantage trying to become God. Therefore, Krishna says, Avijananti mamudha manushim tanum ashityam parambhava majananta mamabhuta maheshwaram. That the fools, they deride at my descending in this human-like form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all the be. In other words, those who don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or those who even believe, who know that Krishna existed, but don't believe that he was the Supreme, that Krishna says they're mudhas, they're fools. And what happens to fools? Mogaisha moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasaha, rakshasim asarim chaiva, prakritim mohinim shritaha. Their karma, their activities, their the results of activities, mogaisha, moga, karma, moga, jnana, their cultivation of knowledge, moga, jnana, vichaita, saha, and the hopes of liberation are all defeated. In other words, one cannot expect happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Agyas, chasridanas, cha, samshayatma, vinashiti, Nanyam lokastina paro nasukam samshayatmanha. But ignorant and faithless persons, they go to ruin and perish. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Which is only logical. Krishna is the source of everything. Then he's also the source of all happiness, all pleasure. And in the absence of him, how can one expect any real pleasure? One may cultivate lust, anger, and greed, but then Krishna says, these things simply put one into more anxiety. If you have nothing, then you're peaceful. And if you have too many things, then you're always in anxiety about losing them. And what to speak of impending death when you're going to lose everything? Hiranyakashipu is the ruler of the whole universe, practically speaking. But he had an untimely death and he lost everything. When Ravana went to Bali Maharaj to ask for some donation for his fight against Lord Ramachandra, Bali Maharaj said, well, first of all, he wanted to to enlist Vali Maharaj in his fight against Lord Ramachandra. Vali Maharaj refused. He said, let me give you a donation. So he took him into a room, and the room was huge room, went up into the sky. And in the room there was this mountain of gold. And at the end of the mountain of gold there was a huge diamond. So he said, you can take it if you can carry it. So Ravana tried to pick it up. It was too heavy for him. Ravana is quite surprised. So where did you get this from? He said, well, actually it fell down here. In your last incarnation, when you incarnated as Hiranyakashipu, you fought with Lord Nrisimhadeva. And during that fight, Lord Nrisimhadeva knocked off one of your earrings. And it fell here. So in your last incarnation, this was your earring. And now you're just this small little Ravana. Can't even pick up your own earring. And yet, you want to fight against Lord Krishna again. In the form of Lord Ramachandra. Good luck. Sreshno. So Bali Maharaj, if he was gambling, I'm sure he didn't bet on Ravana. It was a bad bet. And yet Ravana, he was Hiranyakashipu, ruling over the universe. Now he's Ravana, he thinks he's very powerful, but actually he's insignificant. And what to speak of our poor selves? Therefore, if one doesn't accept Krishna and follow his instructions, then he's doomed to failure in whatever he's doing. No matter how hard and sincere he tries, even in the minds of others, he may be successful, but ultimately he's a failure. Because if the aim of life is to get happiness, it can't be had by any accumulation of wealth or beauty or material education or influence. Hiranyakashipu was the ruler of the whole universe, and yet he was always taking intoxicating liquor because he was always in anxiety. Always yelling at his servants, trying to kill his own child. It was always a miserable life. Even as ruler of the universe, he could only eat 3 chapatis a day. Didn't get any extra chapatis. When he slept, he took up the same amount of space. So what was the great advantage he had? Just his false ego was expanded. But Prahlad Maharaj wasn't impressed. He said, Tatsadu manye surid varyadeinam Tatsadu manye surid varyadeinam Sado samug vigna vidyama sakrahat. Hidvatma patam griham andakupam katovanam yad dariam ashvieta. You're telling me, Father, how big you are, how wonderful and powerful you are. But as far as I'm concerned, tatsara manye surya de varya dehinam. Although you're the biggest demon, Tatsara manye sura varyadeinam sada sumudvigna diyama satkraha. But I see you're always in anxiety. So why would anyone want to follow your footsteps? Does anyone voluntarily put themselves in anxiety? You're thinking you're such a big, successful person. But what have you succeeded except putting yourself in more anxiety? So my advice is, Tatsara manye surya varyadehinam sadasamudvigna diyama satkraha hitvatma patam griham andakupam. Give up this dark well of family life and vanamyata darim. Tatsara manye surya varyadehinam sadasamudvigna diyama satkraha hitvatma patam griham andakupam. Kutovanam yad darim ashvieta. My suggestion is you go to Vrindavan, take up devotional service. Get a real life. But Hiranyakashipu being a demon, he wouldn't accept it. I mean, generally, people don't accept their children's preaching to them anyhow. What to speak of Hiranyakashipu? He not only worked hard, but he worked the hardest in the whole universe to try to become God. No one could compete with him. Standing on his toes for 120 years of the demigods, not eating or drinking or even breathing, because his lungs were eaten by the moths and the ants and the other insects. He had no lungs. He couldn't think of anything because they ate his brains too. I mean, anyone who's going to stand on his tip of his toes for 120 years of the demigods obviously has no brains. Yes, they were eaten by the ants. And at the end, he got so many benedictions, but actually he was still in anxiety. He still wasn't happy or satisfied. Because no one could be happy or satisfied without Krishna. And therefore Krishna comes in so many different incarnations and shows his power in so many different circumstances. But the foolish, they say, impossible. They can't be a god. They can't prove they can't be a god. They're trying to show how life comes from matter. But they can't even create even one leaf. One blade of grass they can't even create. Because even if they created a blade of grass, what's the value? There's billions of blades of grass. They're going to spend billions and billions of dollars to create one blade of grass. We can give them a blade of grass for a cheaper price. Why spend so much money? We'll give you a whole handful for half a billion dollars. Save money. But they can't see that this is created by an intelligent person, that they think they're the only intelligent persons. But what is the credit? It's already been created. What are they going to do? What credit do they get by creating one blade of grass? Although they can't do it, all they can do is waste money. Let them create one. The sun is rising in the orbit, is rising during the morning at a certain time and setting at a certain time. And they say it's all by accident. But let them create a little tiny sun and we can put it in over Ljubljana. And therefore it'll be much warmer to distribute books during the winter. You won't have to get cold. You just have your own little, or you can get your own personal little sun. You can take it with you. And it just, in the morning it rises and it goes with you on book distribution. Stays with you the whole day. And then at night it goes to sleep. But no, the scientists can't do that. All they can do is talk about how everything came out of nothing. So it's all meant for foolish people to accept. And yet the real thing is that whatever intelligence they have, they can apply and create a little tiny satellite, and yet the big satellites orbiting the universe, they think is just by chance. When, who was that? Isaac Newton built a model of the universe, and he had all these planets circulating in the on this globe around the Earth planet, because that was his conception. And so his friend walked in and said, "Who built this wonderful model of the universe?" And Sir Isaac Newton said, "I don't know. I just walked in here myself and suddenly heard a bang, and out of nothing this model came." So the man said, "Come on, you must be drinking." He said, "I don't drink." "No, why don't you believe me? I just walked in here, I heard this big bang, and suddenly this model appeared." "You're crazy." He said, why do you think I'm crazy?" He said, "You believe the whole universe came about that way. So why couldn't a little model of the universe come about the same way? What's the big deal?" So So in other words, people have no experience of things happening by accident, except for accidents, but they're not accidents. If there was a big accident on the street, two cars collided with each other, the police came and asked what happened. They said, don't worry about it, it's an accident. There's no cause for it. There's no way of figuring out how it came. It was just an accident. No accidents don't happen by accident. There's no accident that happened by accident. So similarly, one should have some faith in Krishna, and then one's life will actually have some meaning. Otherwise, to work hard in the material world, even the existentialists, they think, what a waste of time. Kamu and Satra. Because at the end, according to them, you just disappear. So whether you're the most evil person that ever existed or the best person, the nicest, most saintly person that ever existed, at the end you disappear. So what's the value of what you did? Zero. So without Krishna consciousness, life is simply meaningless. You work hard, get ahead, become successful, and then you die. Everything's taken away from you. You disappear. And everyone, after some time, forgets about you. And as good as if you never existed. So that's the philosophy that students learn in school, so that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that when one is born in Kali Yuga, they're born ignorant. And when they go to get a college, an education, then they become less than an animal. So that's so-called knowledge. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Khala Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.